Today, we think of the economy as a natural system, something that can be explained and predicted, just as astronomy can explain and predict the movements of the stars. But this idea was just emerging in the Romantic period. It was introduced by Adam Smith in his economic treatise, The Wealth of Nations, in 1776. Just 12 years earlier, in 1764, Horace Walpole published another hugely influential text, the first Gothic novel, called The Castle of Otranto. In my doctoral research, I'm studying the connections between Gothic novels from the Romantic period and economic ideas, such as currency, counterfeit, and debt. Surprising as it may seem, the connections between the Gothic and economics run deep, and they were clear from the start. The Castle of Otranto, for example, is all about property. And Adam Smith uses a Gothic metaphor, the invisible hand, to describe the transformation of capitalistic greed into national wealth. In my dissertation, I argued that Gothic novels push back against this idea of the economy as a natural system by depicting it not as natural, but as supernatural. Not the product of nature, but rather as the product of human imagination. This is an important distinction with real-world implications. For example, do we believe that poverty is the inevitable result of a system beyond our control? Or do we believe that it's the product of a system that we created and a problem that we can therefore fix? Mary Shelley's Gothic novel Frankenstein, published in 1818, is a powerful example of these connections between the Gothic and economics. Throughout the 19th century, writers used the novel as a vehicle for describing troubled economies, calling them Frankensteins. This metaphor suggests that these economies are not natural creatures, as Adam Smith might argue, but rather that they're supernatural monsters, like the creature in the novel, who's illustrated on the slide above me. What's more, we still think of economics in these Gothic terms. Just a few years ago, an article called The Frankenstein Economy used this very same Frankenstein metaphor to describe the global economy after the recession of 2008-2009. And of course, we're still living in its aftermath. So although the Romantic period may seem like the distant past, and its Gothic literature the product of a different time, my research reveals that we are the inheritors of its Gothic economics. Thank you.